Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with Mac Williamson. And boy, it's funny, when you come to spring training, you always like to see young people excel and open up some eyes, and you've done it again. And look, we talked a couple of years ago, you've had the Tommy John surgery. Things are going well for you in this camp.
Yeah, it's great to be out here. The weather's been great. The team's really coming together, and you know, it's all exciting. Spring baseball is always exciting, especially heading into this year.
They had you in center field the other day. Come on, I know you're a corner guy. Center field?
Well, I played a little bit of center in college my last year. I think they really wanted Angel to continue to work out in left field. So after Denard had made that diving play and hurt his shoulder a little bit, I think they want to keep Angel over there and Hunter in right field. And so they put me out there for a few innings, and I think I held my own.
Oh, come on, you did. I didn't see anything bad happen, so that's very good. Interesting for you, though, early in the camp, Bruce Bochy said, well, look, Mac Williamson, we want him to get at-bats. We want him to do this and that. Sort of saying, okay, have a great camp, but I think you're going to end up in Sacramento. Things have changed a little bit, and Bochy even said, boy, I'm starting to look at him a little differently. How does that resonate with you?
Well, I think my goal going into it hasn't changed. It's just, I want to go out here and, show that I've made some improvements in the offseason. And and look, I mean, I'm not saying I will or won't make the team, but, what I want to happen is for them to have that meeting at the end of spring training and, really be hard-pressed to say that, they want to send me back to Sacramento. It's entirely likely that that's a possibility, but just to be in the conversation of making the squad at a spring training is definitely an honor and something, I'm striving for.
Looking at the way you're hitting down here, I mean, with power, talk about leading the Cactus League and RBIs, there you are, you're up there. You're another Hack Wilson, Lou Gehrig, the way you're hitting the ball. But those are former players from years ago. But it's sort of nice to see it. How do you feel at the plate? And I know when we talked last year, shorten the swing up a little bit was one thing, to get the swing a little bit more compact. Is that happening for you?
Yeah, I feel very comfortable. I'm continuing to work on a few things, and obviously my strikeouts this spring are a little bit higher than I'd like them to be. I feel like I've put myself in good at bats. I've laid off. I haven't really chased balls. A lot of my strikeouts are looking on pitches that are borderline, but with two strikes, you got to at least try to battle them off. I think I'm putting together good at bats, but I'm not some of the pitches that I'm getting that I should be putting in play, I'm fouling them off and then putting myself in tougher counts. So I'm happy with where I'm at, but obviously there's always something to continue to work on. And I'm fortunate enough they've given me opportunities every day here in spring to continue to play, continue to get better. So it's been fun.
Yeah, Mac Williamson with us, coming back from Tommy John surgery, never simple for anybody. Did it affect your hitting at all?
I think early on last year, in the cold in Richmond, it definitely was in the back of my mind whether it was whether it directly affected it or not. Getting full extension with that, the right elbow there was definitely something that every now and then in the cold you could feel. But as the season went on, it felt great, and it's pretty much a non-factor now.
I had Jose Alguacil on talking about the 15-game losing streak at Richmond, and then of course the team turns around. You guys, well, you're gone by then, but misses the playoff by a game. What is it like, my goodness, for him and for the team to go through a losing streak like that last year at Richmond?
I think it was definitely a challenge for him, his first year managing, and you want to make a good impression when you come out of the gates, and it's always tough on the team and the team chemistry to lose games like that, especially consecutively. But he harped on staying together and staying focused and making sure we knew it was a long season and there was plenty of games left ahead to play. And then right after we broke that streak, we went on a winning streak and almost set a record for a winning streak for Richmond. So I think he did a great job of keeping us unified, and I was really happy with how he handled the situation, and fortunate enough to play for him last year.
All right, let's talk a little bit of defense for you, because the home runs have been great to see, and you're hitting the ball hard and up the middle. And God, I remember one game this week, someone got a walk in front of you and a two-run single up the middle, and maybe it was last Sunday, I think, that you did that. So it's those moments that are coming. How's your arm defensively? I haven't thought about that. How are you throwing the ball defensively?
it's been feeling great. Obviously, the warm weather is beneficial. I think that, you know, 2 years removed, I should be good to go. And with so far so good, you know, having a short off season, we'll kind of see how it handles throughout the year. But I've done everything I can maintenance wise to, you know, make sure that, you know, I'm in as good a shape as possible. So, you know, I'm really confident with where the trainers have gotten me to this point, and, you know, I don't think it'll be an issue this year.
All right, Mac Williamson with us. You have a nice fan club. Your family was here. You know, I did the show last weekend, and they all were sitting in front of me. And anytime you did something, boy, it sent a big cheer through the Williamson section of the crowd. How do you like that? And I know your brother was here as a lawyer who practices as well. Your parents were here. They give you a lot of support.
Yeah, it was great to have them out here. Obviously, being on the East Coast, it's challenging to be in person on a lot of the West Coast trips. Obviously, Sacramento or San Francisco or here in Arizona. So having their support, you know, it's always great. But having them in person has just been great. And they came last year for a week, and they had a blast. So they wanted to come back this year, brought a few more people. And it worked out really well. They got to see me play a good amount. They got to go up to Sedona for a day. They got to do a few trips around the area. So they had a blast. I think it was great to have them.
Well, they listened to the show. I'll tell you that. I gave your mother a card. I said, call in. I think she will.
I might have to have a little talk with her about that. I don't know if she needs to be calling in. But she knows about baseball. She can hold her own in a conversation about baseball. She's constantly watching, whether it's pro or college or what have you. So, no, she's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, she came out to the public house last year. We met her out there. All right, Mac Williamson with us. How you doing in the basketball pool?
Well, that Michigan State upset, definitely. I think it's going to mess everybody up. I don't know. It seems like this year anything can happen. I mean, I saw that, obviously, having played in the ACC. I saw it all year in the ACC. One team would beat, you know, Duke would beat UNC, and UNC beat Miami, and Miami would beat Duke. So I think anything can go this year. I don't think there's a clear-cut, you know, candidate. So I'm just trying to hold on for dear life right now.
Who do you have in the championship game?
Kansas. I have Kansas winning it. I think they're the most well-put-together squad. I'd like to see the Blue Devils win it. But as long as UNC doesn't win it, I don't have to hear from Bobby Evans and about their team winning it. So as long as they don't win it, I'll be okay.
That's right. You got Duke in your family. All right, Mac, thanks for being on, as always. And I'm looking forward to one more visit with you before the end of spring training.
Marty, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, that's Mac Williamson. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.